heartfelt and physical needs. We have the same goals, the same purpose, and a mutual love and respect for each other. Similarly, the Bible says that you are Christ's bride. See John chapter 3, verse 29. Your marital relationship with him will deepen as you spend time alone with him, sharing heart to heart. Prayer is that unique channel of dialogue between you and the Lord. Intimacy is cultivated as you invest time in your relationship with him. The result will be knowing his will and making his will known to the people. Moses is a perfect illustration of this. There is probably no one man in the Bible who is more fully respected among the Jewish people than Moses. Why? Moses knew God. Therefore, God made his ways known to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. We read in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, that the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. The Lord longs to speak to you today through the Holy Spirit, just as he spoke with Moses. Read Exodus chapter 33, verses 11 through 23. And not only does God want to speak to you, but he also wants to show you a dimension of life that is invisible to the natural eye. The Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is spirit. Therefore, to know and understand the things of God, your spiritual eyes need to be opened. Keenness in the spirit realm comes as you discipline yourself in prayer, praise, fasting, and renewing your mind through God's word. Ask the Lord to reveal spiritual reality to you, just as Elisha did when he asked God to open his servant's eyes, allowing him to see the chariots of protection. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 16 and 17 say, "So he answered, 'Do not fear. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them.' Then Elisha prayed and said, 'O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.' And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha." The more our spiritual eyes are opened, the more understanding we will have about our physical circumstances. Jesus was so spiritually attuned that he said in Luke chapter 8, verses 45 and 46, "Who is the one who touched me?" And while they were all denying it, Peter said, "Master, the multitudes are crowding and pressing upon you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me." Peter was looking at the natural touch. Jesus was aware that something was happening in the spiritual realm. Prayer ignites our natural senses, so the light of his spirit is able to shine in on the motives of the power and principles.